In just a minute, Carl dares to wear rhyme after Labor Day in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, UCLA student Chris Gian is a go-getter. Before his senior year, he wanted a great vacation, and he got one. What did he do?
Before his senior year, he wanted a great vacation, and he got one.
Yeah, he just did this recently. Apparently, they have great hostels in Tripoli.
He went to Libya?
To do what?
Be a freedom fighter?
Exactly. He joined the rebels in Libya.
Isn't that a great vacation?
It sure absolutely is. A reporter covering the civil war in Libya noticed something odd about one of the rebels. Instead of fatigues, he was wearing an L.A. Lakers jersey. Chris Gian, he'll be returning to UCLA for his senior year, said, quote, "I told my friends a sick vacation would be to come here and fight with the rebels." Gian says it will all be worth it if the Libyan people are free and if he can get internship credit.
He's going to get lucky in about a nanosecond.
You think so? And this is true. When the reporter found him, he said to the guy, he said this on CNN, he said, "Whatever you do, don't tell my parents I'm here."
Man.
They think I'm drunk in Cabo.
Exactly. Paula, a Welsh woman who went on a date with a man she met on Facebook, was surprised to discover he wasn't looking for romance. He was looking for what?
Welsh instructions.
No. Some vowels. No. Welsh joke. Among his likes on Facebook, people who keep the engine running while he knocks off liquor stores.
Oh, right. I do know. Yeah, he made her help him rob.
By performing what role?
She have to drive the car?
Yeah, she was the getaway driver. He was looking for a getaway driver. Leah Gibbs and Adam Minton seemed to really hit it off when they met on Facebook, chatted back and forth. But it turns out they wanted different things. She wanted to really get to know him as a person. He wanted an escape from a crime scene. So she drives over to his house to watch a DVD. That was their plan. But first he says, "Hey, can you give me a lift down to the local betting parlor?" And so they go down, and he runs in, and he comes out holding a bag of money and a knife. And he jumps in her car and he yells, "Go, go, go!" And this is the great part. She says that it was only later, while she was driving him back home and he became rude, that's when she, quote, decided the date was over. Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, following the success of room and house sharing sites like Couch Surfer and Home Exchange, a new smartphone app called Clue enables you to rent your what to people in need?
Your library to Colonel Mustard so he can kill somebody.
No. Although I see why you said that. In this case, Clue is spelled C-L-O-O.
Oh, so you can rent your water closet?
Yes, your bathroom.
Your facilities?
Exactly. We've all been there. You're out in the big city, and you're in need of a
Running out of synonyms here, Peter.
I know. No, it's your bathroom. Your bathroom. We'll be frank. We've all been there. You're out in the big city, and you're in need of a clean bathroom. Well, all you need do now is pull out your smartphone, start up your Clue app, search for nearby private homes who have signed into the service, contact the owners till you find somebody that is home and can let you in, wait while they do a background check on you, and then realize this has taken way too long and start shopping for a new pair of pants.
Mommy, why is that man jumping from one foot to the other on the sidewalk?
Exactly. This is being sold as a kind of social networking app. You know, so you know, use bathrooms, meet people, it'll be fun, you know. You have a common interest. You need a bathroom, they have a bathroom. You have so much to talk about. But it raises the question, who would you rather meet less? Somebody not smart enough to find a Starbucks or a gas station, or somebody willing to rent their bathroom out to strangers? Ooh, gotta put some fresh potpourri over the toilet. Don't know who's gonna show up today.
It really does invite, because there's gotta be a lot of different categories, even in terms of the need for the bathroom.
There are people who are just casual and people are looking for a serious relationship with your toilet. Is that what you're saying?
I
think there's got to be some sort of time limit here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're praying out for dinner, and some, 70-year-old guy from Iowa has been in there for an hour and a half.
Exactly.
I mean, it's going to complicate things tremendously.
Yeah, he didn't say that on the application.
No.
Yeah, I would be willing to leave a soda bottle on the porch.
All right. We'll let America know that.
Yeah.
Paula.
Do you want my address?
No. And Paula, passengers on some Virgin Atlantic flights are being warned of an unexpected risk during flight. The airline will now tell passengers in advance if there's a chance that what might happen.
The internet might cut out.
No. I'll give you a hint. They'll say, well, the exits are over there, the life jackets are under your seat, and the Kleenex is in your seat back.
They might play a really sad song.
Close enough. They're going to be warning passengers that the in-flight movie might make them cry.
I love that.
You do?
Here's what happened. Yes.
41% of male Virgin Atlantic travelers admitted that one time or another they had hid under blankets to cover their tears during particularly moving in-flight films. So the airline announced they're going to hold up signs warning passengers if the movie is a potential tearjerker.
Oh, yes.
Where did they get blankets?